Actionable. Written by Highsmith. Read by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, Yellow Jackets. At some point, it's possible it might have meant something. An ancestral death wish driven by an atavistic fear, perhaps. The funny thing about long-standing fear is that you forget to counter for it, until only a deep-seated pit remains, unseen, inside you. But a watered pit that's been cored from flesh often takes root, whether you want it or not. Or some such bullshit. Thaisa doesn't even know anymore. The fact of the matter is that after they return, she's forced to stay in therapy for months. They all are. But she's the only one who fights it session by session. Sometimes obviously, and sometimes not. But always with her incisors ready to bite and maul. None of them tell. They're too far in for that. But talking her feelings out isn't how she plans on spending the next best years of her life. Much less whatever would happen after everything's been said. The hilarious thing about talking is that she might not be saying anything. But the talk is helping with the sleep. Nothing else has helped with the sleep. If anything, the lying, since they've been back, has made it worse. They all know. They all must know. Though no one's said anything. Yet. The sleep isn't the end of it. In that sense, the talking maybe isn't that good of an idea, even the way she's doing it, but that's how she figures it out. She should have known. She should have always known. She must have read somewhere that eating dirt, like, kills you or something. She must have done that, and then did this on purpose. She thinks about it day and night, for weeks and weeks, combing through every memory of every book she's ever read, every newspaper article she might have sneaked a peek at, every tidbit of information a teacher could have muttered to themselves when they thought no one was listening. Thaisa could have been listening then, could have absorbed that shit somehow. And here we are, months and years later, and that shit's in her brain. But however much she tries, nothing comes to mind. Has she forgotten? She wishes she could forget about it all, but she's got too much in her head for that, probably. She's got too much going on, full stop. She needs to stop. All of this needs to end. One night, many months in, the summer before she's supposed to go off to college and become a different person, she wakes up in somebody else's garden, fingernail beds aching, knees awkwardly crouched, toes cramping, face moist and caked over, mouth full to bursting. She can't breathe through the dirt, but that's not the scary part. The scary part is how much she likes it. The blood is minimal. All throughout the cleanup, she can't help noticing how little blood there is, how her stomach feels weird, but not like she's going to throw up or anything. Hot water hitting her face is like a stream of icicles. She's too warm from the inside to feel much of anything. Her mouth feels too full even after she's rinsed it out. Her teeth feel sensitive, and her gums are sore. She doesn't know if she's been chewing on literal dirt, but it kind of feels like it. Everything is gritty. But showering can't wash it off, not completely. The next day she floats from place to place and person to person as if she's been zapped with something. Not numb, not in shock, maybe just a little out of herself. People look at her weirdly anyway. But that day is the worst still since she's been back. But somehow she can't feel it at all. Can't feel the looks and the barbs and the filth at all. It's a revelation she can't quite put her finger on, but she's feeling it. She feels all of it, through this layer of grime that's almost comforting. The next time it happens and she wakes up, she's almost glad. Not quite that. Some other emotion she can't place. But she tries to figure out what it might be, even as she knows this is weird. The weirdest shit she's done yet. Never mind what happened out there. The third time's the charm, and she gets it then. But only just so. Grateful. She hasn't been grateful to be alive yet. Not until now. And maybe not ever. She hasn't felt too much, true. But never that, because there's only so much guilt a person can carry. But now she's feeling it. Grateful to the dirt. Grateful to her teeth. Grateful to the night. The nightmares don't stop. But they do shift into something oily and bittersweet she can't quite remember come morning. She knows if she's dreaming that it's not happening. It's fine if it is, by now, but not being able to be there for it is driving her more crazy than the other stuff. But then the blank nights and the nightmares somehow dissipate into pointless little vignettes of dreams. Then she starts being hungry, all the time, to the point that people comment that she got her appetite back. Finally, we've been worried about you. The whole script. Maybe she should have realized what's been filling her belly this entire time, but things have never been simple with her. The timing is just right for it to crawl back inside her, dormant after all this time. When did it start, though? But then she's off to college. She deserves this. All of them deserve something for everything that has happened. Nobody is saying things should be fair, but some sort of leveling should happen, because otherwise she doesn't know which way is up anymore. It goes to sleep inside her for years the night she has to leave. She's never been good at falling asleep since she's been back, but that day she does it, no problem, in the back seat, radio playing teenily in the front, mindless chatter she doesn't want to be a part of barely trickling to the back. She's still scared, but there's so little blood, after all. Plus, she might need it back at some point, and it's not good to let it go to waste, either. She's good at being grateful. The end.